co-parenting with a narcissist or even a narcissistic grandparent who has custody rights can be one of the toughest dynamics you can face. Because here's the truth, most will push boundaries even if there's a court agreement in black and white, which is why you have to treat the whole thing like a business contract. Terms, pickup and drop-off times, holidays, logistics only. Document everything, written communication wherever possible, texts, emails, or an app like Our Family Wizard or Talking Parents. This creates a time-stamped paper trail, keeps gaslighting at bay, and can be used in court if needed. Expect escalation. Don't be surprised by it. As I said at the start, narcissistic parents or even grandparents with custody rights will push your boundaries just to test your reaction. Because if you do emotionally react, one of their favorite pastimes is convincing you that your reaction to their behavior is the problem, not their behavior. Which is why you have to give them zero emotional fuel. They thrive on conflict. Keep responses short, factual, neutral. Use gray rock, responding to them like you're kind of bored, and jade. Don't justify, argue, defend, or explain. And if they do violate the agreement, don't waste time fighting with them. Treat it like you would any other contract violation. You go back to the written agreement, and if necessary, legal channels, not emotional ones. And keep in mind, narcissists often will triangulate their own children. They think it's appropriate to say things like, oh, your mom doesn't want me to see you anymore, or did you know that your dad is a serious problem? Don't play into any of that. Become the stable, predictable parent. Kids don't need perfection. They need consistency. And you being the calm anchor offsets the chaos. And last, but certainly not least, it will feel really unfair at times. Because you will be the emotionally mature adult, self-regulating while they continue to stir the pot. Anchor in supports outside the dynamic, friends, therapists, support groups, so you don't carry the burden alone. At the end of the day, your calm, your consistency, your documentation isn't just about surviving them, it's about protecting your child and you from unnecessary damage.